everyone, and welcome back to another episode of CQP Moments. As always, I'm your host, the Coupon Queenpin. Guys, I have something new that I learned about. It's an alternative to something. Oh my goodness. When I say mind blown, I mean absolutely mind blown on this one. So let's take a moment out and I'll be right back. So you guys know how I'm always saying don't eat something or don't buy something if you know you have an allergy to it. Well, let me tell you something. Mind blown about this. Seriously, mind blown. Because you know there are millions of people with allergies to nuts, whether they be tree nuts and peanuts. And for those that don't understand why the difference, you can be allergic to a peanut, which, believe it or not, is in the pea family. Yes, the same green peas that some kids don't like on their plates. But yeah, peanuts are actually more related to the pea family as opposed to tree nuts like almonds and walnuts and things like that, where you're going to see them on trees. That's why they call them tree nuts. Remember, peanuts grow underground. Tree nuts, of course, grow in trees. So there is a difference, and a person can be allergic to both or just one or the other. So when I heard about this, because as you know, we love nut butters. So when we say nut butters, we're talking about like peanut butter, almond butter. I've even had sun butter, which is really a nut butter made from sunflower seeds. I'm not really a fan. I like sunflower seeds, but I don't know. They just don't seem to make a nice nut butter to me. It's kind of like walnuts. I like walnuts. I'll eat them in a salad. I'll eat them as a snack. But they don't make a good milk to me. So, yeah, there's that. But, oh my goodness. When I heard about this new item, well, let's put it this way. It may not be new to everyone else, but it is new to me. And I know there are a lot of people, when I say this, are not going to know it was out there. Coconut butter. Coconut butter. No, I am not talking about coconut milk. I am not talking about coconut oil. So, coconut butter, believe it or not, is ground up coconut flakes. Ground up to the point where it turns into like a peanut butter-like consistency. It's literally one ingredient. This is put in your food processor and turns into what we would call coconut butter. It's kind of like when you make peanut butter and you grind up the peanuts, or almond butter and you grind up the almonds until, you know, it becomes a pasty consistency. It's the same thing. So I know you're wondering, like, but how? So let's talk about some of the differences. Coconut oil is simply that. It's the oil derived, pulled out of the coconut. And yes, it can be used to cook with. It's great. I love it for moisturizing skin. You know, it's all around wonderful. All around wonderful. So you can bake, cook. I wouldn't suggest frying with coconut oil. Let's just get that straight. I wouldn't suggest frying with coconut oil. But yeah, that's coconut oil in a nutshell. That's not what I'm talking about. Then you have coconut milk and coconut cream. So coconut milk is basically the thickened part of a ripe coconut. It's thick, And again, this is something you can use as a plant-based milk. So if you're someone that has a lactose intolerance, if you're someone that is trying to go plant-based and you don't know where to go and you like the flavor of coconut, please remember it is still going to give you that flavor. So if you're looking for something that is going to be very plain, coconut milk isn't it. Coconut is going, it's going to coconut. It's going to be coconutty. It's going to give you that flavor because even though it's very mild, it is still an overstating flavor. Just saying. Just saying. So then we have coconut cream, which is a actually thickened version of coconut milk. It's heavier. It is the cream. And you have, you have sweetened version where, you have your Coco Lopez, where it's condensed. It's kind of like a condensed milk. Then you have the bar versions and the unsweetened versions, which are used to kind of thicken and used in recipes for cooking more. I've seen it in Thai foods and different Asian dishes. So you have those. But then you have what is called desiccated coconut flakes. You have your sweetened version and your unsweetened version. Your sweetened version is perfect for toppings, cooking, and all that baking and all that great stuff. You may not want so much of the sugar. You want to be able to add your own sugar. You have the unsweetened flakes. Now, both of these have a coconut flavor, but one is going to be sweeter than the other, of course, because there's added sugar. But for something like coconut butter, you're going to want the unsweetened one. Why? Remember, you're making this one ingredient into a butter. Now, here's the cool thing about this. If you want to add something like honey, you can. And the one thing I was looking at this for was to add it to smoothies. So the cool thing about it being unsweetened is it allows you to add the amount of sweetness that you like. So if you want to add honey, agave nectar, stevia, if you're adding a lot of, very sweet fruits or something like this, you don't have to worry about it being, coming from the coconut. So yeah, this works amazingly because sometimes what you're looking for, you may not be looking for it to already, like I said, with this already be sweetened. You may want to control how much is in there. Or, in other words, control the flavor combinations. Sometimes, even though you want coconut, you may want a little bit more pineapple. You may want a little bit more guava. Whatever you're looking for, that may be it. So this allows you to control the sweetness. It allows you to control the flavor combination. It works. But again, this is also an alternative to the rest of the nut butters that people have allergies to. Now, I do know some people with coconut allergies. If you know that you have a coconut allergy, please, guys, do not make this. So I have to make this disclaimer. If you know that you have a coconut allergy, please do not use coconut butter in any of your foods. It is still coconut. The texture of this is not going to change it from being coconut, and more than likely is not going to keep you from having an allergic reaction. Now, the weird thing is I do know some people that are that way with peanuts and peanut butter. They can eat the peanut and not the peanut butter, or they can eat the peanut butter and not the peanut. So, yeah, it really depends. But again, I am not one to sit up there and say test it. If you know you have an allergy, definitely stay away from it. The other thing is, if you're unsure if you have an allergy or whatever, see an allergist. I am not a doctor. Make sure you are seeing an allergist to make sure what you can and cannot eat. Because, A, again, we want everyone safe. I want everyone to be safe. So, yeah, but this is an amazing, amazing alternative. So, guys, if you are not allergic to coconut, if you love coconut, if you were looking for a plant-based alternative, now, I don't think I will say this. I don't think I'm gonna be eating coconut butter and jelly sandwiches anytime soon, but to add to baking, to add to smoothies, this is great. But yeah, no, I think I'm gonna leave that to like almond butter and peanut butter. Yeah. I don't think I'm gonna be having coconut butter and jelly sandwiches. Now, if you've had a coconut butter and jelly sandwich, let me know. Let me know if this is something you've done because I'm curious. I'm very curious. If you love it, let me know what this tastes like. I might be willing to try it. I don't know. Maybe it would have to be a certain type of jelly or jam, maybe like coconut and peaches or coconut and pineapple jelly, just to give you that, kind of pina colada flavor for lunch. I don't know. Maybe I might try it that way. But yeah, let me know what you guys think. And if you've tried coconut butter, let me know what your impression was. Review it for me. Let me know what you thought. I hope that this was helpful, guys. But as always, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, and happy shopping.